Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
If you want to really know the inside track on who the former president is, if he didn't make it clear already, just ask people who have worked with him. His former chief of staff, a four-star general, has said he has contempt for the Constitution of the United States. His former national security advisor has said he is dangerous and unfit. His former secretary of defense has said the nation, the republic, would never survive another Trump term.
See, I'm a different kind of a person. I fired most of those people. Not so graciously. They did bad things or a bad job. I fired them. They never fired one person. They didn't fire anybody having to do with Afghanistan and the Taliban and the 13 people whose were just killed, viciously and violently killed. And I got to know the parents and the family. They didn't fire. They should have fired all those generals, all those top people, because that was one of the most incompetently handled situations anybody has ever seen. So when somebody does a bad job, I fire them.
You know, I actually thought of all the things that took place in the debate last night. This was one for me, and I know I'm atypical. I know that the probably average person watching across America, that not many people maybe seized on this moment. I actually thought this was one of Trump's strongest moments. Because, yes, the displaced staffers are numerous, and they've written books, and they've made the former president look bad, and she's referring to them. And, okay, true. But his answer is, yeah, because I fire people a lot. What would have been funny is if you said, you remember I had a show all about that? Because I don't have any problem saying, you're fired. You know, like, he could have done that. It would have been cute, right? But that's a genuine point, because at its core, one of the differences between conservatives and liberals? Conservatives believe in performance and accountability, right? And an economy that rewards competence and punishes incompetence. And liberals generally believe in everybody gets the trophy. And I mean, I know I'm broad brushes, right? But, you know, be nice and safety nets. And when people fail, you got to help them. And you got to take away from the successful because they shouldn't have been so successful. And, you know, you never get anywhere on your own. Obama's old famous idea that, you know, you didn't make that work on your own. You built that company. No, we helped build it because we prepared it. Like that basic structure. But even the firing and hiring, right? Unions always align with Democrats. Why? Well, because unions protect jobs. From what? Accountability. It's tenure versus competence and performance. Think about, like, teachers' unions. Not based on performance or reviews, but based on longevity, which is a terrible way to measure capability. So all of that stuff, you know, you've got bad employees who you do not fire, who no matter how often they do it wrong, you protect them because of their DEI hires, or their complaint hires, or their union-protected jobs or whatever. I believe in accountability, and when people aren't doing their job, I fire them. Now, I think Trump's got a problem in that he fired too many people, and then, you know, he did, in fact, you know, there were people who left for maybe right reasons, or people who, you know, how can you alienate so many people over time? That's also a fair criticism of him. But this is actually a really good core issue is, you know, and he could have really landed the hammer on this one if he'd have talked about, you know, who got fired after Afghanistan, who got fired over inflation. And who got fired over the assassination attempt on my life? I mean, showstopper if he'd have said it. He didn't say it. I mean, he came back later and talked a little bit about how them weaponizing talk against me is part of the reason why I got shot. I mean, he mentioned that later, but that would have been the moment to mention it. Because the inability to reform and hold accountability in the Secret Service would be a great illustration of the point he's making. But he didn't make it. But that's why I thought that was actually quite a moment. I will clean house. I will get rid of incompetence. They never do.
You take a guy like Esper. He was no good. I fired him. So he writes a book. Another one writes a book. Because with me, they can write books. With nobody else, can they? But they have done such a poor job, and they never fire anybody. Look at the economy. Look at the inflation. They didn't fire any of their economists. They have the same people. That's a good way not to have books written about you.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point. They also talked, you know, some of the stuff about China was kind of interesting. Like, if my Chinese tariffs are so terrible, then, you know, why would you keep them? And her attacks on him over the economy.
You just have to look at where we are and where we stand on the issues. And I'd invite you to know that Donald Trump actually has no plan for you because he is more interested in defending himself than he is in looking out for you.
That's just a soundbite. They gave her that to say. Look, I went to the Wharton School of Finance, and many of those professors, the top professors, think my plan is a brilliant plan. It's a great plan. It's a plan that's going to bring up our worth, our value as a country.
And again, look at how the economy was under Trump and look how it is under Biden. And you decide based on inflation and unemployment. And she's like, well, he had terrible unemployment with COVID, where you wanted to shut the country down worse. And we would have never recovered. I mean, you know, just anyway, there's a lot to be said. But, you know, the challenge on tariffs, right? If the tariffs are so bad, why didn't you get rid of them? Because you need the money, because it's working for you, right?
Had no inflation, virtually no inflation. They had the highest inflation perhaps in the history of our country, because I've never seen a worse period of time. People can't go out and buy cereal or bacon or eggs or anything else. The people of our country are absolutely dying with what they've done. They've destroyed the economy.
I put off buying eggs because they're 30 cents an egg now. Like, it's ridiculous. The price of bacon is ridiculous. He's right about that. And the more he could talk about insurance rates and housing prices and everything else and the way they recovered by throwing us into a massive inflation spiral, that, you know, that would have been helpful. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by ECUA Bulkway Services. Now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still dealing with that accident over in Mary Esther. If you're heading from the Navarre Beach Bridge eastbound, the left lane is still blocked in that area, so it's reducing traffic down to one lane, and we're seeing about a 20, 25-minute delay in that right there. Also, I-10 eastbound, mile marker number 8, it's moved off to the side of the road, but still seeing some slowdowns in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody texted in. That's a good point. I had forgotten about that. You know, when she was making all the people that you fired, he could have said, but you have like 90% of your staff has quit because nobody wants to work for you. That would have been a good moment.
Because of philosophies like they have and policies like they have. I don't say her because she has no policy. Everything that she believed 3 years ago and 4 years ago is out the window. She's going to my philosophy now. In fact, I was going to send her a MAGA hat. She's gone to my philosophy. But if she ever got elected, she'd change it. And it will be the end of our country. She's a Marxist. Everybody knows she's a Marxist. Her father's a Marxist professor in economics, and he taught her well.
So he had a couple of moments. Oh, somebody texted in, I think, you know, if he would have prepped more, he would have been better informed to actually respond to some of her claims. And I think that's probably true. Yeah. Oh, she clearly put in the work ahead of this. I still thought in the beginning, particularly for about the first 20 minutes, I was so alienated by the facial expressions and the contempt and the side eye and the shock look and the frustrated and the rolling of the eye. Like, all of that was so unpresidential to me, but I noticed my own reaction to that over time diminished. I just kind of got used to it. I guess you can get used to anything. I was curious if that would bother anybody else. I found it so off-putting in the beginning, but that's because she's, I think, very, very unlikable as a presented candidate and has to be coached into overcoming that. 437-1620, 437-1620, but if I'm making it sound like he won the debate, I don't think he did win the debate. I think it was pretty close. I think general takeaway, you know, if you love Harris, you think she mopped the floor with him. If you love Trump, you think he did well. Maybe you don't think he mopped the floor with her. I don't know. Who benefited the most from this? Probably she did. Mostly because I think people were expecting a catastrophe, like how Biden was a catastrophe, and they were expecting her to be kind of her worst self. And he was, I think, a little bit below his prior performance, and she was a lot better than a lot of people maybe expected, at least better than I expected. So takeaways probably more in her favor than anything else. And I don't know. We haven't talked about abortion all day. I know it's a big issue for a lot of people. I'll probably get into that in the 8 o'clock hours because I don't have time to do it right now. But I think that what struck me was it's some of the unexpected moments, you know, that have really captured people's attention, unfortunately. But, like, it's the stupid bickering stuff that you remember, like this.
And I'm going to actually do something really unusual, and I'm going to invite you to attend one of Donald Trump's rallies, because it's a really interesting thing to watch. You will see during the course of his rallies, he talks about fictional characters like Hannibal Lecter. He will talk about windmills cause cancer. And what you will also notice is that people start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom. And I will tell you, the one thing you will not hear him talk about is you. You will not hear him talk about your needs, your dreams, and your desires. And I'll tell you, I believe you deserve a president who actually puts you first, and I pledge to you that I will.
See, I've watched enough Trump rallies to know that that's just false. He talks about you all the time. He talks about the forgotten man, the forgotten woman, the struggling person, the person suffering from inflation. I mean, she's just lying about that. I think it's interesting that she says, go watch his rallies. And of course, his answer is...
She said, people start leaving. People don't go to her rallies. There's no reason to go. And the people that do go, she's bussing them in and paying them to be there and then showing them in a different light. So she can't talk about that. People don't leave my rallies. We have the biggest rallies, the most incredible rallies in the history of politics. That's because people want to take their country back.
See, I think that's a winner for him, but he does sound always a little bit the braggy guy. You know, remember the Obama line about, you know, he seems weirdly obsessed with the size of the rallies. Then he has his hands, you know, anyway. But of course, all of this is moot because the only thing that anybody remembers from the debate was one section. One section that made the veterinarians cringe.
They have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country and look at what's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
If you haven't been following this story, it all started with a black influencer who showed up at the city council meeting one day.
28 years old, and I'm a social media influencer, and I just be on TikTok and stuff. I do YouTube. I think it's like kind of odd that like a guy like me has to come out from doing what I do on a daily basis to have fun, because I see what's going on in these streets, and I see you guys just sitting up there in them comfy chairs and suits, and like, and I'm getting out here every day and I'm broadcasting this, and you guys are just sitting up there in suits or something. Like, I really challenge you guys to get out here and do something. These Haitians are running into trash cans. They're running into buildings. They're running into, they flipping cars in the middle of the street. And it's nothing but immigrants over there. And I don't even want to like seem like I'm coming down on the immigrants, because it's the people that's bringing them down here. Because wherever they're at, that's what they're used to, bro. They're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them. Like,
people are talking about the cats and the dogs, and I don't know where the people are in favor of the ducks. But this is, I kid you not, this is a real story that doesn't seem to have a whole lot of basic evidence behind it, but the allegation has grown urban legend legs of its own. And J.D. Vance had brought it up, and President Trump has brought it up, and the city manager says,
we have not been able to verify any credible reports or specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Yeah, so no credible claims of it. And of course, you know, ABC, as part of their overarching plan to make Trump look like a liar and to not fact check anything that Kamala Harris says.
I just want to clarify here, you bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
television.
But the
people on television saying their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. Vice we'll President Harris, out. I'll let you respond to the rest of what you've heard.
You talk about extreme.
Who let the laugh out? 7:25 on News Radio 92.3. Springfield, Ohio, home of Peking Dog. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And you know that's the part that everybody remembers from the debate. You know it. There you go. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with an accident on 98 at Quail Hollow Drive in 98 over in Merriester. It's got traffic backed up all the way to the Navarre Beach Bridge. So if you're headed eastbound, that left lane is still blocked. So everybody get in the right-hand lane ahead of time. Don't zoom and, you know, try to cut in line. Other than that, traffic's rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Proclaimed Patriot Day by President George W. Bush, September 11th is a day to remember those who lost their lives in those devastating attacks, but it's also a day to remember the first responders, the patriots, who rushed to the aid of their fellow Americans. September 11th reminds us that evil exists, but it also teaches us that goodness can prevail. Those first responders in New York City reacted selflessly, and many of them gave their lives for the sake of others. Their actions remind me of the greatest sacrifice in human history, which was when Jesus of Nazareth willingly laid down his life to offer a remedy for a sin-sick world. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I urge you to confess your sin and trust Jesus today. And if you'll do that, the goodness of Christ will triumph over the wickedness of your sinful soul. So trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is this Friday at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
This doesn't feel right.
Of course it don't feel right. What has felt right for you doesn't work. You need to try some wrong, dog.
Yes, the presidential debate. Who wins? Nobody. 729 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you have a hardware project, home improvement project, you got to work on, Pensacola Hardware is your place, man. They're good for the supplies, good for the advice, good for the housewares. If you want to buy Yeti merchandise or SEC football merchandise, now that there are 64 teams in the SEC, they have it all. They do. They have coolers and they have grills and cookware and all that stuff. But also they can help guide you through any size home improvement project, whether you're building houses or fixing a little hole in the wall, whatever the case may be. They have been helping people just like you build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. Like 33 of the presidents they have been around for. One of the 50 oldest companies in the U.S., the oldest in the entire state of Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, another person has been found dead at the Grand Canyon.
This is just days after another death was reported there. Officials say a 71-year-old man was discovered in the Colorado River on Tuesday, believed to have been a boater that went missing earlier this week.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Coming up next, we'll talk to Mayor D.C. Reeves. And, of course, we're watching the weather, which is we're expecting it to be kind of bad tonight after 8 until maybe 4 a.m.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Both candidates on the attack at the presidential debate in Philadelphia, Vice President Kamala Harris.
I am actually the only person on this stage who has a plan that is about lifting up the middle class and working people of America.
Now, former President Trump discussing the high prices Americans deal with every day under the Biden-Harris administration.
They had the highest inflation perhaps in the history of our country.
And both comments from the ABC News presidential debate. The Harris campaign calling for a second debate. Donald Trump was asked about the possibility earlier on Fox and Friends.
Well, I'd be less inclined to because we had a great night. We won the debate.
The remembrance is today on 9/11 for the victims lost at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Hurricane Francine, hours away from landfall along the Louisiana coast. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got, looks like mostly cloudy skies, 70 degrees in Pensacola. Hurricane Francis closing in on the Louisiana coast this
morning. Right now still a Category 1 storm with winds at about 90 miles per hour. That movement to the north and east expected to continue, though it may sort of accelerate a little bit through this afternoon.
And that's NBC meteorologist Violetta Yass. And Francine, currently a couple hundred miles southwest of Morgan City, Louisiana. The storm expected to make landfall later today. The Gulf Islands National Seashore evacuating campers yesterday from the Fort Pickens campground.
We saw this hurricane heading this way, and we thought the outer bands may come over Pensacola. So we decided to leave... this morning anyway, and then we found out later that there's an evacuation.
Channel 3 talking with that camper, and we are expecting a lot of rain, some high winds from the outer bands of that storm later tonight. Tomorrow morning, the National Seashore says they're expecting high water and possible flooding on Fort Pickens Road. Although they did evacuate the campground, the park itself will be open for day use throughout the day today. Well, explosions might be heard at Hurlburt Field Range this week. The 823rd Red Horse Squadron conducting some demolition training, and that'll be between 7 tomorrow morning and 3 p.m. on Thursday. Residents could hear loud noises and feel the vibrations of those explosions. The Alabama National Fair in Montgomery is coming back soon, despite a fire that destroyed a lot of their equipment earlier this year. Organizers say that the state and corporate donors were able to cover the loss of $700,000 worth of equipment to prepare for the event. And that happens in Montgomery in about 3 weeks from now. Santa Rosa County Commissioners voting on a pilot program to allow people to walk their dogs on the multi-use path at Tiger Point Park this week. That idea brought forward by Commissioner Colton Wright.
Numerous times when I go to the park just to check in on things, I'll notice people walking dogs around the perimeter on that path. And personally, I don't see any problem with that. However, they're technically violating the county ordinance by having a dog in the park. One individual comes to mind. There's a retired deputy from another community that has a Belgian Malinois, much like our Sheriff's Department used for their canines, for their apprehension dogs, and he walks his, and he lives in a condo very close by.
And Wright says he doesn't see the point in that being a violation, says that's the type of people you want around the park. He believes allowing dog walking on the path could encourage a sense of community. They'll be voting on that pilot program at Thursday's meeting. It is 7:34, News Radio 92.3, just a few seconds early, but let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
Brought to you by Parrish Tractor, one of the largest Kubota dealerships in the country. Visit them at 6701 Mobile Highway or online at parrishtractor.com. Still dealing with that accident that happened over in 98, still dealing with roadblock, which has got the eastbound lane blocked. Tied up all the way to the Navarre Beach Bridge. So expect about a 30-45 minute delay with that one. The left lane's blocked, so make sure you make it into the right-hand lane. They're trying to get that cleared as soon as possible. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate the update. And now our Channel 3 forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 81. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. On Wednesday, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Rain chances increase as we go later into your day on Wednesday with a chance of severe weather as Francine makes landfall Wednesday morning. As we go into Wednesday afternoon, things are looking around 79 degrees with a low near 75. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. It is cloudy, and we've got 70 degrees right now in Pensacola. 71 in Gulf Breeze, and it is 72 in Milton. Let's get a look at our market reports.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Coming in the next 10 minutes, the Consumer Price Index for August. Economists from Dow Jones forecast a 0.2% increase month over month. Experts have also predicted a 2.6 annual increase. The report drops at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Women's sports leagues from soccer to basketball are looking to continue their growth as they've drawn fans and sports media coverage in recent years. Speakers at CNBC's Boardrooms Game Plan said company sponsorships are also seeing the value of building equity with underdeveloped leagues. Sports betting is continuing its integration into modern sports culture, and industry leaders do not expect the growth to slow down anytime soon. Executives from FanDuel, Fanatics, DraftKings, and Sport Radar spoke with CNBC discussing state taxes, new betting trends, and the company's obligations to police safe betting practices. Futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including CMEX Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's that time.
time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Good morning, 740 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola morning news. Do be aware that we've got a storm coming. You know, the hurricane is going to hit Louisiana, but we are right smack in the middle of the expected outer band. So we are expecting rain, wind, storm surge, and a good possibility of tornadoes on the dirty side of this thing from about 8 p.m. tonight until about 4 a.m. I talked to Eric Gilmore at the Escambia County Public Safety, and that's kind of what he confirmed, is that time frame is the one that they're the most concerned about, because we're likely to get into the gap between the main storm and the bands after 4. At least that's the hope. D.C. Reeves, Mayor Pensacola, joins us now, as he does every Wednesday. Mayor, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well. I want to make sure we start with this because I want to make sure we don't forget to get it. The downtown Pensacola reimagined, the revamp, the cobblestoney looking brick streets and changes of the, you know, where the parking is and all of that. Public input on that is coming to an end, right?
Right. Yeah. End of next week. It's a, you just go, we try to keep it simple with URLs, the new palafox.com. You got a submission form there, what you like, what you don't like. All of the documents are there of conceptual design. Remember, we're at 0% design at this point, just concepts. And we want to hear from you. Yeah, and I said at a press conference, you know, I've heard everything from don't take away one parking space, which, good news, we're the net parking is going to be somewhere from -3 to maybe even now plus parking spaces. So that's not an issue. And then I've got some people say shut the whole street down 24 hours a day, which we're also not going to do. But everywhere in between. And so we want that feedback. We're going to be giving it directly to our designers, to our engineers. And we're looking at, different options. So, it's a $5 million investment. One other misperception I do want to explain is that someone says, well, why don't you spend it somewhere else? $3 million of these dollars are from FPL for this project. If you go drive down Palafox right now, it's all cut up with utilities and everything. That needs to be replaced regardless. That's how we got here, is we're trying to be opportunistic with those dollars to compound them and do something even better than just come back and repave the road. So this is not in replace of affordable housing. It's not in replace of some other project that someone might think is a higher priority to them. These are dollars, like many in the budget, that are earmarked for specific things that have to be spent in specific areas. It's not just $5 billion of funny money that you can just spend on any project you ever would want to spend it on. So, I just want to take the opportunity to clarify that as well.
And did I also see, and forgive me if I've got this wrong, but that the first maybe block, half block south of Garden, all of the parking there the idea is to eliminate all the parking and push out the sidewalks and the walking area so that it's just two lanes of traffic and that's it in that area? Seems like business owners in that area would not. Okay.
That's a conceptual proposal right now. To understand, up to this point, it's been free parking. It's kind of interesting. On one hand, we're worried about customers, and then we also get emails that say that the employees who are parking in those customer parking spaces are upset that those are going to be gone. So we don't know who's parking in those, that it's definitely customers. However, we're looking at other options. Do we keep a couple of them and go to 15-minute, 30-minute parking? Hey, pick up your coffee, pick up your watch, whatever you want to do, and get those spaces turning, which, as you know, me and you've talked about many times, and this whole issue is the goal, is to be having more transactions to create more availability. So we're looking at all that. Again, it's conceptual at this point, 0% design, and we're going to rely on our citizens and our experts to give us some feedback on what makes the most sense.
Okay, I'm going to give you a ridiculous suggestion because of the way it's going to work with what we're already, but you'll understand where I'm coming from. It sounds to me like you need to have the red brick zone, is for no loading or unloading. The white brick zone is for loading and unloading only. Like that, like you need almost an airport type announcer for where, and you could use different colors to teach people what they can and can't do in parts of Palafox. I'm mostly kidding, but you get, you know, that's what it made me think of, is that kind of a thing.
As long as you'll do the voiceover, we'll consider.
I will certainly do that. Hey, we got DC Reeves is on the line with us. We'll continue the conversation with him in just 1 second. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Still dealing with that accident that happened at Quail Hollow Drive in 98. Traffic is backed up eastbound all the way to the Navarre Beach Bridge. So if you're having to go on 98, the left lane is still blocked. Use the right-hand lane. It's about a 20-30 minute delay now, so just be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. And by the way, just a real quick shout-out. I had a young person who the dad was listening in the car, and she just turned 13, Marley, and he sent me a text and said, I'd love to give a shout-out to her because she thought you were so young when she heard you doing it. I'm like, I am young! But hey, Marley, happy birthday. Always love to shout out to young people when they listen to the show because you're the future voters, man. We got to get educated. Mayor D.C. Reeves, back to talking with him. There's so many things I want to talk about with you. One is the TDC did a vote yesterday where they scheduled the meeting at the same time as the agenda, or Monday, where they scheduled the vote at the same time as the agenda review for the city council. Casey couldn't be at the TDC, and Taniade had to leave early. The city barely had the opportunity to get input on what turned out to be a vote in favor of what I'm calling the $60 million gymnasium to nowhere because of the location. Right. Nobody's opposed to the thing. It's the location. And this got sprung on us with no real details. And we had to ask for the 150-page study, which when you read it, it indicates some very concerning things. I mean, a bunch of city money, money that benefits tourism is going to get thrown into this and get obligated into this. And it seems like the structure doesn't even allow the city people to participate. A lot of concerns, but I wanted to ask you your thoughts.
Yeah, so first let's talk philosophical, because this has been a conversation in our office really in recent weeks, is the fact that two city council members are on the TDC, in my opinion, well, not opinion, I think it's a fact, has been left over from the previous form of government. First of all, because remember, to make any changes of who those board members are and what the makeup is takes legislative action, right? Okay. That's not something that the chair just decides is who gets to represent on TDC. And by the way, let me be perfectly clear. This is a indictment of the effort that Casey and Taniade, part-time employees
right.
that have to also do board, also do CRA, also do TDC. I think
right.
they do an admirable job. However, just let's use the USS United States as an example. That decision, and I'm a supporter of that, by the way, but that decision greatly impacts city operations. The port, for example,
is right.
that, you know, we're going to play a pretty big role in that if that happens, and we're happy to. But that being said, we have no one in day-to-day operations that has any voice on the board as it sits today. And so again, pre-2010, that made sense, right? I mean, the council did operate the city, right? They had a city manager and said, hey, here's what I'm hearing at TDC, go do this. It doesn't work that way anymore. And so I think personally, having nothing to do just with that specific vote, but just I think that the administration and the operation of the city should have a larger voice and influence, and maybe we propose things that, you know, from an operational standpoint of how we use that tax dollars, because
yeah.
they feel a little fleeting from a city perspective. I'm not saying that they don't get invested in the city or that I'm not questioning previous decisions. I'm just saying what's the seat at the table for the operations of the city as it pertains to the TDC. So that's something we're going to be looking at this fall and we're discussing with our legislators. That's something
okay.
that we need to take a look at. As far as, that building, it is a little discouraging to have that meeting right in the middle of a something that we had already scheduled. And, I'm not going to speak for how I would have voted, but it could have affected the outcome of that vote, I believe. Look, for me personally, I'm an old sports writer, Andrew,
yeah.
I'm a sports guy. I do believe in the philosophy of economic impact as it pertains to getting events and tournaments here. I'm all for that. But if I'm just talking about the city of Pensacola, putting something out at 10 Mile Road, and then that means all those teams are going to be staying either out there or they're going to stay at the beach. So So we'll be the city of Pensacola will be a four-lane road between those two things. But I'm not sure what the major economic impact of the city of Pensacola would be for a facility that would be out there.
And it doesn't seem to satisfy any of the need for a convention space. Whereas if it were downtown, it could double duty. You know, you could have a lot of collateral benefit for, you know, when time is used for this, when time is used. So I haven't covered it extensively on the show after the meeting, but I figured you would have thoughts, and I kind of wanted to get, you know, your input on that. One of the other things I wanted to ask you about, and again, we're just going to totally run out of time before we get there, but the Escambia Children's Trust issue. I found this frustrating because the vote that I thought we were making was for children's educational outcomes. And with the clawback of the money for the CRA, even though I know a lot of that money is going to go to the city, it seems like, you know, sidewalks and streetlights and parks are great, but that's not why we voted for that tax. And it's now been turned basically into a property tax increase.
Yeah, well, again, when we looked at this, and you've heard me say this on a variety of issues, is I say I'm always tired. I'm doing this job because I really do care very much about this community. And if I didn't, this would not be a very fun job to be in. And I'm tired of always saying in a variety of issues, well, sorry, that's not our job.
And I have appreciated that you make that a point. It's not what I'm obligated to do. It's what can I do?
Right. And so, look, I mean, I think any scenario where you say, hey, here's some found CRA money, could I come up with 10 infrastructure projects to do? Absolutely. Could I come up with a million ways to spend? We'll never have enough infrastructure money ever.
Right.
We'll never have it enough to fix everything that we have to fix and keep up everything we have to keep up. And we'll never have enough for education. So in my mind, I look at this as here's an opportunity to partner with the school district. And for the first time, I don't know, maybe ever, I don't know, in a long, long time, I'd have to go back into history. The city of Pensacola actually has a dog in the fight to say what we aren't going to stand for is our children who are struggling to get educated, struggling to get to school. Here's this opportunity to partner with the school district, with the Children's Trust, and use these dollars that are not earmarked for anything else right now and say, how do we help OJ Sims and Global and Home Elementary and Workman? We don't get this opportunity often. And so could I build parks and sidewalks and be that be validated as something that helps children? Absolutely. I'm not saying that that isn't a tactic that is valid, but I will say at the end of the day, what we want is positive educational outcomes. And that has such a reverberating impact on our economic development. If we want businesses to move here, our schools have to perform,
right.
Period.
Agreed.
I mean, it is an economic development metric.
Same for military, right.
Yep. You know, we need to participate in that. We have to participate in that. And so that's the way I see it is, how do we lift up the schools that need it the most within the city limits? And here's an opportunity for us to have a dog in the fight and to say, this is how we want these dollars spent. And we'll monitor those and see if those are providing outcomes for us.
And if in the end this clawback money winds up getting spent basically at schools for benefit to the kids, I'll be happy with that outcome. I just, you know, I worry that that's not going to be the outcome. And I also worry about taking money away for a different purpose. But, you know, we'll see how it turns out. So I'm open to that possibility, and I hope that is the case. We always like to end with a couple of quick round fun questions, a lightning round for the mayor. First question for you is, do you own now, or have you ever owned or worn a fanny pack?
Ooh, you know, we made some perfect plain fanny packs back in the day, so I do have one, but only for costume usage only, not for everyday usage like you, Andrew.
That sounds a bit like, yeah, but I didn't inhale. I'll just be honest. That's what it sounds like to me.
fair enough.
Do you know how to score bowling?
Yes, actually, I do. You know, not that it means I'm good at it. I don't know what that says about me. I maybe too many buckets of beer and quarter of the land.
I'm kind of on this.
Yes, I do now.
Kind of on this though. Do you score baseball games when you watch them, or do you just watch them?
When I was covering games, I did.
Okay,
it kind of keeps your attention.
That's right.
You know, when I was a journalist. Now I hang out and don't pay close attention.
And finally, when you open a can of, for example, like pineapple. Okay, or soup, or, you know, tomato paste, or whatever the case may be. Do you do anything to clean the lid? Do you blow it off? Do you rub it off? Do you run it underwater? Do you just, you know, go bare?
I hate when you – this is probably like the fourth or fifth one of these things that just makes me feel unsanitary when you ask me. I just have never thought about, to be honest. So I guess that's my answer, no. But I'm starting today, I'm making a change in my life, I think.
You trust the distribution center. All right, I appreciate that. Mayor D.C. Reeves.
Not always... anymore, Andrew. It's just something I didn't think about. And now you got me thinking about it.
I've given you anxiety about a brand new thing. I love it. Mayor D.C. Exactly. Reeves, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. We look forward to the meeting tomorrow night, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.
7:55 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still dealing with that accident on 98 eastbound. Traffic is still backed up all the way to Navarre Beach Bridge going eastbound. About a 30-minute delay built into that, so just prepare for that. Other than that, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Hey, if you've got an import and you want to get it serviced, you might think I need to go to the dealership. And if that's like Porsche and Destin or some shop in Mobile, and that's time and that's distance and that's gas, especially these days, and the increased cost of going there, no. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway and US 29. They take care of those cars all the time. Beamers and Porsches and Mercedes and Jaguars and Lexus. No problem, okay? Domestics, too. You know, they're not against the domestics. It's just that sometimes you'll have a special weird idea about foreign cars. But, yeah, Chevys and Fords, they work on those. No problem. The Dodge, no problem. Take it to Bobby Likas. Their idea is they want to see you a little bit more often so that they can prevent the big thing, right? Like you go to your doctor routinely for a checkup. You should go to your Bobby Likas routinely for the checkup to make sure that the car is healthy and not going to break on you. CarClinicService.com is the website. That same philosophy, like a healthcare clinic for your car. And now they also service fleets. So if you have a fleet of vehicles, GSA fleet, merchant fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlan, Enterprise Fleet Management, and many more, Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and on US 29 across from the Walmart.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know.
Most people's number one priority when it comes to their home is it's comfortable. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. For more than 40 years, our team's comfort professionals have dedicated ourselves to making your home comfortable, no matter what the temperature is outside. Our state-of-the-art, high-efficiency comfort systems dramatically reduce humidity inside your home while at the same time reduce energy costs. And they're even more environmentally friendly than systems built just a few years ago. Want to be more comfortable inside your home? I invite you to give me a call at 857-4700. Call today or visit us online at climatechproair.com.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company, inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has Military Open Mic Monday, Trivia Tuesday, Karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course, the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
She dumped you.
She dumped me. She rolled right over me. Said I was a hipster doofus. Am I a hipster doofus?
No.
No. Good morning, 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, jury selection is now complete in Tennessee in the federal trial in the death of Tyree Nichols. 12 jurors and 4 alternates were chosen to serve as the jury on the murder trial for Nichols' beating death in that traffic stop in January 2023. Police officers Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, and Justin Smith will all be on trial. 2 former officers are expected to testify after accepting a plea deal.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Be prepared for a very, very strong storm tonight, possibly tornadoes between about 8 and 4 a.m.